Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. So I have recently returned from 2 weeks in Bali, and it was an amazing time, but it meant that my backlog of episodes had run out. And I thought I would record an episode yesterday, but I didn't. I bought a new iPhone, so I didn't have like the headphone adapter. And then I went down the beach today to record the episode, and I couldn't find my microphone. So here I am in the studio today recording this free flow convo. And today I want to talk about practicing, because this is something that has been coming up for me a lot lately as I delve into learning new languages. And if you've been following me on Instagram or you're in my Show Up Speak Up group, you'll likely know that I have been, you know, doing singing lessons lately, but I've also picked up the ukulele, and I have never played an instrument before. I mean, I could play one song on piano, but that's about it. So music is not a language that I understand. And I've always wanted to be inherently just good at things without having to do the work. And I'm generally pretty good at things. I've never extended myself into real areas where I felt zero competence, because I'm so easily overwhelmed that then I just go into this space of, I can't do it. And, you know, one of my brothers, he used to just like practice again and again and again. He would get his skateboard and he would do flips and kicks and whatevers, and pretending I know what they're called. But he would just stand in the backyard and he would do it again and again and again and again and again. And I just never had the patience for that. And so I haven't really practiced anything. I mean, I practiced dancing, and even then it was like, you know, as a kid, I just wanted to be inherently good at it. I just wanted people to see that I was something special, but without having to do the hard yards. And now I'm kind of seeing I've moved through this resistance of practice, like the rebel me is like, fuck you, I don't practice. I don't need to practice. I'm just inherently worthy. I'm just inherently good at things. She has never really wanted to practice at anything. But now that I've created some space between me and my rebel, I can see the benefits and the benefits of practice and how it can actually be an enjoyable thing. Before now, I feel like when I've created things, I've been in a real place of judgment, not necessarily at things that I'm naturally competent at. So, you know, or things, I guess, you know what, like I'm kind of bullshitting here, right? Because I have practiced things. This podcast was a practice. And before that, when I was running on the beach with my video camera, I was practicing. So I've been practicing this, like this verbalization of my stories and your stories, for a very long time. I just guess I haven't really given myself the credit for it. And it felt kind of, well, it didn't feel easy in the start. It felt worth it, I guess. And maybe it did feel easy or easier because, you know, it was just me talking. There was nothing I could get wrong. There was no structure or foundation or rules that I had to follow, like in music. I think that's the thing that I've struggled with, is that that idea of following rules. I really despise blanket rules that, you know, I remember listening to Jonathan Fields record one of his little podcast things that he does, you know, not the interviews, but he used to do these short ones. I don't know. I haven't listened to his podcast for a long time, so I don't know if he still does them. But he used to do these short, kind of like free flows, I guess, and they were just him riffing on something. And one time he spoke about you need to know all the rules before you can break them. And I was kind of like, fuck off. No, you don't. You just break rules and figure it out that way. And I don't think there's a right or a wrong approach. Like, yes, it's good to know. I guess before I never saw the value in learning the foundational stuff and understanding concepts and shit. I just kind of did things my own way. And it's worked to a certain extent, except that it doesn't allow me to gain competence in areas where, like music, there are rules, there are foundations. And if I can embrace them a little bit, then I can have creative expression. And that's what I'm all about right now. Like, having some creative expression. So I have been showing up on my Facebook page practicing the ukulele, and it's probably going to be boring as fuck, and I don't know how long I'm going to do. I'm going to try and do it for a month on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays and just see. You know, I guess I want to show people that at the beginning you suck at things because you don't have a level of competence, and you don't have to have a level of competence for something that you've just started. This is the thing, right? When I think a while ago, I spoke about doing blues, improv at singing, and how I was sitting there saying to myself, I don't know how to do it. And she was like, well, you just hit this key and this key and then this key and this key. It was two keys. And I basically had to go, with the keys, right? And she, yeah, and she would do something else. I don't even know what it was. But basically she was saying, just do them in the time that you feels good. And I was like, but I don't know how to. And she's like, well, you just press this and this and this. It's like, yeah, but how? Like, I don't know what I'm creating here. She's like, well, you don't need to. You just press the keys and that is the creating, right? So often we're thinking about the outcome of the thing, like what is its value? What purpose does it serve? You know, who is it serving? And in doing that, we lose a bit of creativity. But what I'm finding is in order to really have a lot of freedom in creativity, it's really great to know the foundations first. So I'm kind of going back after years of breaking rules and not listening to the rules and trying to do the opposite. I'm now throwing myself into an area where it is all about rules, and then the rules create the space for you to have more creative expression and more freedom. So I learnt today during my Facebook Live how to do a scale on a ukulele, which I'd never done before. I had no competence. And essentially, I watched a YouTube clip. I watched a couple and I was like, oh my God, this is so confusing. I don't know what I'm doing. How am I supposed to get this? Like, it seems so far away from where I am right now. I don't know how I'm going to get from here to playing a scale when I don't know how to play a scale. Like, this is the stuff that goes on in my head, right? And instead, I just thought, you know what? Just keep watching and see what happens. So I watched a video and explained it very simply, and then I learned how to play a scale. So I'm going to play it for you now. Oops, wrong one. I'm learning. And I've got this in a weird position because I'm standing up. Now, I didn't know how to do that 10 minutes ago, or probably half an hour ago, but I showed up and I gave it a go, and I practiced it and I practiced it, and I sucked and I got all the fingering wrong and I couldn't do it, and I had stories going on in my head. Oh, you can't do this. Like, how embarrassing, you're doing this live on Facebook and people can see how much you suck at this. But I was like, you know what? We all suck at things when we start out. And we all need to practice to get competent at something. You know, when it comes to music, it's like there are a lot of things going on. So usually I've got a metronome going on. I'm trying to create something that I have no competence in. So I'm, what do they call it? Incompetently incompetent, unconsciously incompetent or something like that. Anyway, so I actually have no idea what I'm doing is basically what I'm saying. And then adding in the layer of having a metronome that I'm trying to connect to while still figuring out fingering and where, like what note I'm actually doing and looking at the different chords that I'm trying to play and then adding the Facebook Live element to it, which adds this outside audience watching what I'm doing, creates like this pressure cooker, which actually allows me to like just sink into, surrender to the fact that I don't know everything. I think I spent a very long time thinking I knew everything and that there was nothing new that anybody could teach me. And what this process of music is teaching me is just how little I actually know and how it's really great to surrender into the fact that you don't know sometimes, particularly if you're a control freak like me and you need, you know, my rule breaker persona is really a control freak who doesn't, you know, who is a rebel and doesn't want to be told what to do. So tries to control all the outcomes in her own way because she knows best. And it's been actually quite freeing for me to realize that there are areas in my life that right now I have no competence in whatsoever, but that if I really want to, I can become competent in. I have always wanted to play music and I have never done it because it was too overwhelming. But once you start and you show up daily, or not even daily, but when you continually show up for something, you do get better at it. So I guess I wanted to share this with you because I want you to pick up a new instrument, and it doesn't have to be a physical actual instrument like a ukulele or the piano or whatever, but just pick up a new, and I've said this before with, you know, when I was on retreat and I took, and we did, the basket weaving thing, like being the observer of the way you create just gives you space between you and those voices in your head so that you can be more of you, the true you, the creator that lives within you, even if you don't feel creative. So that's pretty much it from me today. If you don't already have a practice, I encourage you to create one. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, if you aren't, because one thing, I guess, that a lot of people that I'm seeing and that I'm hearing is a struggle for a lot of people is that showing up consistently. And I've had that story going on too, but I have been showing up in this podcast for over 3 years now, and I have made my bed every day for 2.5 years. So that is really a big piece of bullshit. And I'm sure if you looked at your life, you would see that there are things that you show up consistently for. And so for me right now, I'm showing up consistently for learning a new instrument. What could you show up consistently? Even if it was just that every day you woke up and you lit a piece of incense, whatever, something that is very small and minute, but that can give you the insight into your ability to be consistent. So yeah, I feel like I've really rambled today, and that's okay because I am human, as are you. If you want to connect with me in other places, there is always my Show Up Speak Up group, which is an incredible group of amazing women and a few men. And Instagram, I'm having a lot of fun on Instagram at the moment. My handle is at Carlosophies if you want to find me over there. Until next week. Peace out.
Hey,
Hey there, are you rad as fuck and have a couple of extra bucks in your pocket burning a hole that you would love to give to a fellow rad as fuck human being who's creating an incredible shit hot podcast called Carlosophies? Well, my friend, you are in luck. What will you get for the few bucks burning a hole in your pocket right now that you would generously throw towards me? Head to the website patreon.com/Carlosophies and you'll see there's a stack of rewards and extra behind the scenes stuff that nobody else gets. I would absolutely fucking love your support. So head to patreon.com/Carlosophies. And thanks for listening.